Module 5, the Marketing Mix. The Marketing Mix is also called the 4 P's of marketing. The 4 P's are products, price, place, and promotion. Marketers use these tools to attract and satisfy their customer base. Each element of the marketing mix is linked to the others, and they all need to be carefully integrated and coordinated to be effective. If the marketing mix is handled correctly, it will satisfy the target audience and create support for the brand. Product. A product is what the company sells. It may be an object, service, or program. The product is typically created to meet the target audience's needs, which gives the product value to the customer. Products typically run the course of their usefulness in a basic life cycle. Life cycle. Introduction. The product is introduced to the market. Growth. The market accepts the product. Maturity. Sales begin to flow after the market is flooded. Decline. The product no longer meets the needs of the target market. It is possible for a product not to follow the traditional life cycle for different reasons. For example, a product might avoid the life cycle if it does not meet the needs of the target market in the first place. It is also possible to skip stages of the cycle. The best way to ensure that the product is still relevant is by monitoring the revenue, market position, and customer feedback. A product that is not performing should be removed from the market. Price. The second part of the marketing mix is price. The price is what the customer pays, and it affects purchasing. A high price will discourage buying, but a low price may require a cut in product quality. Pricing is complex, but there are two basic pricing methods, value-based and cost-based. Value-based. This method of pricing is what the company believes the customer is willing to pay for the product. For example, parking may be based on a value-based system rather than the cost of the space itself. Value-based pricing is driven by supply and demand. Cost-based. Cost-based pricing is based on what the product actually costs to make. The costs are added up, and the price is based on what it takes to cover the costs and make a profit. Promotion. Any communication about the value and benefits that you have to offer is a promotion. People often confuse promotion with marketing. Promotion, however, is only one part of the marketing mix. It is important to balance promotion with the other P's. There are many different methods of promotion. Advertising. This is used to reach a mass market. Selling. This is a small group of one or more communication. Publicity. This includes mentions in the press or online. Word of mouth. Customers are part of the promotion process, and word of mouth should not be ignored. Place. The place is where a customer purchases and receives your product. Having the product reach the customer typically involves 20% of the cost. This affects the price in the marketing matrix. The place will vary according to each business and the needs of the customer. For example, an exclusively online business will not need a storefront, but will need a storage facility. The method of delivery must also be chosen based on customer and business needs. Case study. Casey noticed an 18% decline in sales of printers after the first few years of business. She decided to improve sales with marketing and engaged in different promotional strategies. Casey doubled the marketing budget, but she did not see a significant ROI. She finally hired a consultant who determined that her product was dated and customers were unwilling to pay the established price point. Casey updated her product and used a value-based pricing system. This led to a 23% increase in sales.